Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. I'm glad you joined me today as we continue our devotional study through Paul's letter to the Christians in the Roman city of Colossae. Colossae was located in the Roman province of Asia, not the continent of Asia that we know today, but the Roman province of Asia, which is encompasses present-day approximately present-day Turkey. And Colossae was located about 100 miles from Ephesus and 10 miles from Laodicea. And Paul wrote them this letter to encourage them in their faith and to deal with some of their heretical teachings that they have fallen into and into legalisms that they have fallen into. And wow, we are learning so much because the truths expressed in this letter are timeless. And so many things that were happening to the Colossians are happening in the church today. And this letter is so relative to us. Now, today our theme is dealing with a super spirituality. Have you ever met a person that would be described as super spiritual? That maybe they just felt like they were a notch above other people when it came to spiritual things, that they had a special access to God and a special ear to God and so on. Well, this is what Paul is addressing there in Colossae in today's devotional study. And we're reading from Colossians chapter 2, verses 18 through 19. Now, today I'm going to read from the New Revised Standard Version because I feel that it expresses more succinctly and clearly what Paul is saying. So, reading from the New Revised Standard Version, Colossians chapter 2, verses 18 and 19, Paul says, "Do not let anyone disqualify you, insisting on self-abasement and worship of angels, dwelling on visions, puffed up without cause by human way of thinking, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body, nourished and held together by its ligaments and sinews, grows with a growth that is from God." I tell you, there is so much truth packed into that short statement. It is absolutely amazing. From the religious legalism in Colossae, a spiritual elite have emerged who consider themselves a notch above everyone else. Notice Paul refers to them as being puffed up without cause by human way of thinking. And although they claim to be humble, it is a false humility, for they would disqualify or put down those who do not follow them in their misguided spiritual zeal. Paul is very concerned. We too should be concerned because the same sort of thing is rampant today in charismatic and prophetic circles. And one of the things that we see that was happening there with the Colossians is an unhealthy fascination with angels and visions. Although angels and visions are a valid part of the New Testament, the Colossians in their misguided zeal have developed an unhealthy fascination for such phenomena that is actually taking them away from a focus on Jesus Christ himself. This is borne out by the phrase "worship of angels" there in verse 18, where Paul says that these people, that they insist on self-abasement and worship of angels. Now, here's what's very interesting. The word "worship" in this passage is not the normal New Testament word for worship. It is a translation of the Greek word threskia and is found in only three other places in the New Testament. Acts 26:3, James 1:26, and James 1:27, and in each of those situations it is translated as religion. So Paul's point is that these super spiritual believers in Colossae have developed an unhealthy religious fascination with angels. An unhealthy religious fascination with angels. You know, there is even an unhealthy fascination with angels in American culture outside of the church. In the New Age movement, I guess you could call it. And who knows where else. But you can, I mean, there's books and things been written, are written about angels. And Paul calls it the thresky of angels, a religious fascination, and a healthy religious fascination with the angels. But also, not only have they developed a religious fascination with angels, they also spend time, Paul says, dwelling on visions, indicating that this too is an area of unhealthy fascination. Now, again, angels are real. But my friends, there are so many today, even in Christian circles, who have been drawn away from their focus on Jesus Christ into an unhealthy preoccupation and fascination with angels. Now, concerning Paul's letter here to the Colossae and what is happening there, to complicate matters, the spiritual experiences with which they are so enamored have become a basis of pride. They measure their spirituality by how many angelic visitations they have had. They measure their spirituality by how many visions they have seen. And this has become a basis for pride. They consider themselves a notch above other Christians because of their spiritual experiences. They consider themselves an elite group. Perhaps referring to their most prominent teacher, Paul says that he, like his followers, is vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. Wow. How relative this is for the church today, especially the charismatic church. Now, the Colossians needed to take a lesson, and we need to take a lesson today from the Bereans. The Bereans, which was a place that Paul preached there on the Greek peninsula, north of Athens and Corinth, they are such a contrast. The Colossians are such a contrast to the people of Berea, who, when they heard the preaching of Paul and Silas, what did they do? Well, Luke, who wrote the book of Acts, he says in Acts 17:11 that they search the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. But the Colossians, instead of applying themselves to the diligent study of scripture, these super spiritual ones are basing their faith on their own subjective experiences of visions and angels. Such an approach will inevitably lead to deception and disaster. Paul had reason to be alarmed. You know, the entire Mormon movement, and I have a book called Prophets and Prophecy, and it's on Amazon, and there has a chapter there about how Mormonism started. And it started actually in the Second Great Awakening in America, but the people in this movement, the followers of Joseph Smith, they did exactly what the Colossians were doing. They became totally enamored with visions and angelic visitations and were completely led astray in their fascination with these spiritual phenomena. Oh, how we need to guard against this. Yes, Paul had reason to be alarmed. And have you noticed that the Colossian heresy is alive and well today within the charismatic prophetic movement? Have you noticed the religious fascination with angels and visions in certain parts of the movement? We need a new word movement in the church today. We need a back to the Bible movement. We need a Berean movement in the church today, following the example of the Bereans, who search the scriptures daily to find out if those things preached by Paul and Silas were really true. Yes, we need in the church today a new love for Jesus and his word. Now, I'll close with this. Paul said of these people that their super spirituality had taken them away from Jesus Christ. Because he says in verse 19 that you are not, and not holding fast to the head. Now, the Greek word there is kephale, and it means source. And the head there is a reference to Jesus Christ, who is the source for everything that they need. And because they're now chasing these super spiritual experiences with visions and angels, they are no longer clinging and holding fast to Jesus Christ, who is their source for everything. And not clinging. Not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body, nourished and held together by its ligaments and sinews, grows with a growth that is from God. Oh, how the church. Yeah, we believe in supernatural visions. We believe in angels. But oh, we must never be distracted by these things, because they simply pale in comparison to the mighty, glorious Son of God in all of his resurrected glory and power. And I can tell you, the more I see of who Jesus is, the less I realize I can never get excited about some little angel, some created being. Oh, how the church today needs to cling, to hold fast to our head, to our source, who is Jesus Christ, and he will flow into his church everything that is needed for it to be a glorious church and to be a light shining forth in this dark world. I'm Eddie Hite. This is the Awakening Podcast. I'm so glad you've been with me today. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. On my website is a bookstore, and it has this little book I'm talking about, Complete in Christ. It also has the book that I mentioned, Prophets and Prophecy, that has a chapter on how Mormonism was led astray by a movement, probably started out a legitimate Christian movement, but were led astray by their religious fascination with angels and visions, and totally left the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, may that not happen in the charismatic movement today. May we cling to Jesus Christ and keep our attention on him. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.